His righteousness, my glorious garment. In Philippians 3 verse 9 we read, be found in Christ alone, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Our righteousness is as filthy rags, said the Lord. My dress is ugly and stained, torn and dirty. Oh, truth is hard to swallow. Truth is never flattering to human pride. Truth exposes the dirt and grime and sin of the true nature. And God describes it as ugly. 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 And we shrink from this description of our own old sin nature. For the best of human righteousness is as filth to him. When the kindest human acts remain in the pits of slime in God's eyes. Nothing we do of ourselves is satisfying to him. Holy God points an accusing finger at sinful man and proclaims, condemned. Oh, change me, I cry in despair. Not so, the Lord replies. Can a leopard change his spots, he declares. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, he proclaims. Can a sinner change himself into a saint? Never, declares the Lord. But the gospel makes an announcement of righteous dress, adequate in the sight of a holy God, whose eyes are a flame of fire, acceptable to the pure eyes of the sinless Lord of righteousness. The righteousness which is of God is pure. The righteousness which is of God is holy. The righteousness which is of God is glorious. The righteousness which is of God is beautiful. The righteousness which is of God is acceptable. The righteousness which is of God is mine by faith. The righteousness which is of God is become my glorious garment. Change me, I cry in despair. Not so, says the Lord, but I will exchange your ugliness for my beauty. And I will exchange your filthy rags for my glorious garment. I will exchange your death for my life. I will exchange your sin for my glorious righteousness. For God has made Christ Jesus to be sin for us. The Lord of glory, who knew no sin, was clothed in my filthy rags. And he did this so that I, who have no robe of righteousness and no glorious dress, no fine attire. He did this so that I might be made the righteousness of God in him. So that I might wear the glorious garment of praise. So that I might be covered in the finest robes of glory. This is no fairy tale. This is no romantic novel. This is no unreachable star. This is no unattainable desire. This is no wild imaginings of an over-furtive mind. This is not attained by our goodly works or human goodness. This is not gained through striving heart or struggling improvements. This is not won as the chivalrous knight of old won his spurs. This is not awarded through an act of gallantry. This is no Olympian wreath of plaited leaves that fade into the night. This glorious exchange is gifted freely and without expense. Come, buy, without money, without cost, without price. This precious exchange was offered freely and paid in full on Calvary's cross for you and for me. Jesus, thy blood and righteousness, my beauty and my glorious dress, midst flaming worlds in these arrayed, with joy I shall lift up my head. So stand calmly, bow down, and worship in the gracious presence of the Son of his love, for our human righteousness has been exchanged for his holy righteousness. Our unrighteousness has been exchanged for the righteousness of God.